This is the Cambridge First Certificate in English Listening Test, June 2009, Test E. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I shall introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B or C. 1. You hear a woman talking about a letter she received. What was her reaction when she read it? A. She was relieved. B. She was amazed. C. She was confused.
The postman brought me a letter from my friend Alice, and I must say I felt rather nervous as I opened it. I'd been expecting news from her for weeks and nothing had come. I was starting to wonder, because she was travelling on her own for the first time. Anyway, the first few words she'd written were, "I'm having a great time. Don't expect me back for another month." Well, I can't tell you how happy I was to hear that. Of course, her parents may not be too happy about her staying longer than she'd planned, but that's another story. The postman brought me a letter from my friend Alice, and I must say I felt rather nervous as I opened it. I'd been expecting news from her for weeks and nothing had come. I was starting to wonder, because she was travelling on her own for the first time. Anyway, the first few words she'd written were, "I'm having a great time. Don't expect me back for another month." Well, I can't tell you how happy I was to hear that. Of course, her parents may not be too happy about her staying longer than she'd planned, but that's another story.
2. You hear a sports instructor talking about the indoor sport of wall climbing. What advice does he give to people interested in taking up the sport? A. Develop your skills gradually. B. Follow a training program. C. Get some experience on real mountains.
Climbing walls using mountaineering equipment was once just a way of preparing for real mountains, but it's now become a highly competitive sport in its own right. Most sports centres in this country have indoor climbing walls and provide all the necessary equipment, including ropes. All you need at the beginning is a pair of light trainers and a good head for heights. Generally speaking, climbing a wall requires less effort than climbing a mountain, but you will need to develop your arm, wrist and finger muscles. Serious climbers often do weight training, but the best way to build up your strength and your skills is through wall climbing itself. Climbing walls using mountaineering equipment was once just a way of preparing for real mountains, but it's now become a highly competitive sport in its own right. Most sports centres in this country have indoor climbing walls and provide all the necessary equipment, including ropes. All you need at the beginning is a pair of light trainers and a good head for heights. Generally speaking, climbing a wall requires less effort than climbing a mountain, but you will need to develop your arm, wrist and finger muscles. Serious climbers often do weight training, but the best way to build up your strength and your skills is through wall climbing itself.
3. You hear an interview with a man who works in a toy museum. How did the museum choose the best toys of the last 50 years? A. According to how well they sold. B. According to how well made they were. C. According to how long their popularity lasted.
The National Toy Museum has just published a list of the top children's toys of the last 50 years. How did you draw up the list?
Over the years, various fashions in toys have come and gone, so we didn't just look at volume of sales at the time. So the toys on the list are the ones that have endured, rather than the 5-minute wonders, however well they sold. The ones everyone looks back on with affection and which are still going strong. And they're also often the ones that appeal to the widest audience, you know, not just a narrow sector of young people.
The National Toy Museum has just published a list of the top children's toys of the last 50 years. How did you draw up the list?
Over the years, various fashions in toys have come and gone, so we didn't just look at volume of sales at the time. So the toys on the list are the ones that have endured, rather than the five-minute wonders, however well they sold. The ones everyone looks back on with affection and which are still going strong. And they're also often the ones that appeal to the widest audience, you know, not just a narrow sector of young people.
4. You overhear a man making a mobile phone call. What is his job? A. A mechanic. B. A policeman. C. A salesman.
I ought to warn you that the tyres and the safety belt are only just within the law. The tyres are beginning to wear and one seatbelt's a bit twisted. I don't want to worry you, but it's only sensible to be realistic. I think you'll find the car's running well now. The engine, plugs and so on are fine, and that knocking noise has disappeared. If you're thinking of selling it, now might be a good time, as these cars seem to have kept their price. Of course, you'd have to take into account the things I told you when you decide what to ask for it. I ought to warn you that the tyres and the safety belt are only just within the law. The tyres are beginning to wear and one seatbelt's a bit twisted. I don't want to worry you, but it's only sensible to be realistic. I think you'll find the car's running well now. The engine, plugs and so on are fine and that knocking noise has disappeared. If you're thinking of selling it, now might be a good time as these cars seem to have kept their price. Of course, you'd have to take into account the things I told you when you decide what to ask for it.
5. You turn on the radio and hear a man talking about an author. What's he saying about her books? A. They are depressing. B. They are popular. C. They are surprising.
She paints a very clear picture of all the characters. And when you're reading her books, you say, yes, yes, you can actually recognise people that you know. And I'm always very saddened when I talk to people about Pamela Edison. Anybody under the age of 40 looks blank, yet in my day she was a very big name, and deservedly so. She kept you guessing all the way through. There are some excellent young authors around today, but they are not in the same league as Pamela Edison, because with them you know immediately what's going to happen in the story, how things are going to end. She paints a very clear picture of all the characters, and when you're reading her books, you say, yes, yes, you can actually recognise people that you know. And I'm always very saddened when I talk to people about Pamela Edison. Anybody under the age of 40 looks blank, yet in my day she was a very big name, and deservedly so. She kept you guessing all the way through. There are some excellent young authors around today, but they are not in the same league as Pamela Edison, because with them, you know immediately what's going to happen in the story, how things are going to end.
6. You turn on the radio and hear a woman talking about a local arts and crafts show. Where will it be held? A. At a sports ground. B. In a new building. C. In a town hall.
Well, it's always a prestigious event, drawing people from all the villages round about, as well as much further afield. But for the last 10 years, we've had to hold it in the open air, on a local football pitch, because of the lack of a really decent exhibition space in the county. Now we're hoping that our ultra-modern exhibition venue, Miller's Hall, that's just been completed, will provide us with a home for the foreseeable future. Because of its position just outside the town, we can offer free parking, and there will also be state-of-the-art disabled provision. The very best of regional art and design will be on show. Well, it's always a prestigious event, drawing people from all the villages round about, as well as much further afield. But for the last 10 years, we've had to hold it in the open air, on a local football pitch, because of the lack of a really decent exhibition space in the county. Now we're hoping that our ultra-modern exhibition venue, Miller's Hall, that's just been completed, will provide us with a home for the foreseeable future. Because of its position just outside the town, we can offer free parking, and there will also be state-of-the-art disabled provision. The very best of regional art and design will be on show.
7. While listening to the radio, you hear an announcement about an interview later in the programme. What will the interviewer be investigating? A. Working in tourism. B. Working in the media. C. Working in fashion.
Have you ever wondered how you get a job as a reporter on one of those travel shows? I mean, it's a cushy number, isn't it? You go off to some fashionable Caribbean island or whatever for 3 weeks. All expenses paid, no doubt. You chat to a few people in the hotels, check out the designer beachwear, and come back with a sequence lasting 10 minutes. It sounds like a dream. But is it as glamorous as it sounds? We'll find out as we talk to the producer of one such programme in today's interview after the news. But before that, we'll be heading to the news. Have you ever wondered how you get a job as a reporter on one of those travel shows? I mean, it's a cushy number, isn't it? You go off to some fashionable Caribbean island or whatever for 3 weeks, all expenses paid, no doubt. You chat to a few people in the hotels, check out the designer beachwear, and come back with a sequence lasting 10 minutes. It sounds like a dream, but is it as glamorous as it sounds? We'll find out as we talk to the producer of one such programme in today's interview after the news. But before that, we'll be heading to the news.
8. You hear part of an interview with Susan, a photographer of famous people. What is Susan's intention when she replies to the interviewer? A. To justify her actions. B. To explain what she does. C. To defend famous people.
The celebrities you photograph, Susan, include the very newly famous. You recently photographed Justine Webb, the winner of the National Musician of the Year, and you took this picture of her the day after her win, stepping out of a high street shop, not looking like she wanted to be photographed at all.
Well, she is famous now. I think everyone wants to know where a celebrity's going to spend their money, don't they? So obviously the papers wanted a picture of her shopping. It was, you know, supply and demand.
The celebrities you photograph, Susan, include the very newly famous. You recently photographed Justine Webb, the winner of the National Musician of the Year, and you took this picture of her the day after her win, stepping out of a high street shop, not looking like she wanted to be photographed at all.
Well, she is famous now. I think everyone wants to know where a celebrity's going to spend their money, don't they? So obviously the papers wanted a picture of her shopping. It was, you know, supply and demand.
That is the end of part 1.